Paul, can you start with giving us an update on both Michael Hutchinson and Steve Mason?
Both cleared to play, so they'll get back into the full routine. Eric Comrie's been returned to the Moose today. Michael's probably ahead of Steve just with the amount of time that Steve has had off the ice. Michael back up tomorrow.
Would you look at Connor back-to-back?
Well, I would always consider it, depending on the schedule coming in, the schedule going out, yeah.
What about just the, I guess, I don't know if excitement's the right word, but the intrigue of going into this weekend, two division games, two teams you're trying to distance yourself from, just kind of the whole mindset going in here on two pivotal Western Conference games?
That, and they're on the road, so we get that kind of, believe it or not, you're excited to get on the road now a little bit, just the road game, different atmosphere, different kind of energy. Big games, and then there's also the feel, and some of it is we had that block of 10 at home on the calendar, and then when you came out of that, you're coming right into that heavy push, right, 5 weeks to the end of the season. So you know all of the teams that we're playing, and we're one of them, there's something important in each game, and now you get it. That pressure is important for us to deal with and to go through. We're going to play teams that are right on the bubble and good teams that are right on the bubble, and then we go against Nashville that we're chasing here real hard, so it's exciting.
Updates on anybody else? I know Tanev was wearing yellow, but do you anticipate the same roster for both weekend games?
All available players are still working on roster decisions, but Lowry and Mathias skated this morning. IR skate on their own. Trubit is not ready to get back on the ice set. That's it, right? That's the one. Tanev's non-contact. I don't know that I have these back to back, but if he continues to progress, we'll look at Nashville.
We approach Blake as captain and ask for comments about the hockey club at times. So we ask him about other things, and we spoke to him about the situation. And he tweeted out his thoughts on gun control and the situation that happened down south. He said that the room talks about it a lot. Have you sensed that that's been on players' minds? And what do you feel about his comments as a dad, as a player?
Well, I haven't seen them, to be honest, to be fair. I think we got a pretty smart room. You know, we have people that are aware of what's going on in the world around them, and you see it as they get older. Right? As soon as you have kids, I think your perspective on everything changes. And I think it's a good thing, as long as responsibility to the comments. I'm not a real big fan of casual opinions about serious subjects in the media, especially by athletes or actors or people in public. I don't think your public persona gives you the right to fire out whatever you want, but I don't think Blake's casual about anything that he says, and he usually speaks right from the heart. He's a very bright man, and he's discussed those things. So simple rule in our room, our players get to say whatever they want. They can talk about whatever they want, and that's a good thing. But my own personal views on the subject are different than maybe others. I grew up with guns in the house, and my dad's a range officer, so it's part of the way we grew up, I guess. But I'm not educated, even with that, with growing up with that, I'm not educated enough, I don't think, to fire out an opinion on it.
You're committed to Hutch for backing up the first game?
I believe so, yeah.
Could you switch for the second? Or
no, Steve hasn't had enough time with pucks yet. You know, he was almost a big block of time completely away from it. So he, for me, is probably in that 7 to 10 day, got to get on the ice, got to get practice and get real comfortable.
Yeah. Have you decided yet whether Connor will play both?
I have not decided yet, no.
Okay, depends a bit on his play, I guess.
More his workload, the volume. See, you know, you go in and you have a real heavy, busy night where there's a lot of zone time. I'd be more careful with that.
Okay. You mentioned after the last game that Nick Petan's penalty, it's something he'll quickly learn, I think is the words you used. Do you have to help him along with that learning with ice time, or is it, you think that's already history?
Is there a punishment to the act? That's the question. Well, I put him back on the ice, and we were down a goal. You have to serve the Winnipeg Jets. That's your job, and we needed a goal, so I played him after that. It's not something that I've seen in his game a lot. It's not an area that I don't think ever spoken to him about his penalties. He knew it when he did it. Overall, I like where our discipline is for the most part with our group.
Your penalty totals are similar to last year's, eh?
It's relative, though. Yeah, I think we came out of the gate, and I would say, yes, the whole league was in the box quite a bit more.